Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP 101.5 FM radio and available on demand. Today we are spotlighting violin moments in rock and jazz fusion. Mm-hmm. And Mark, you're going to start off with your neighborhood buddy.
That's right. But first, let's talk about one of my favorite prog rock bands of all time. And I'll admit, their music is not for everyone. But there has never been a fusion band that has combined rock, jazz, and classical music quite like the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Guitarist John McLaughlin surrounded himself with high-caliber musicians who could handle a band's complex time signatures, key shifts, and frenetic jams. Among the band's original members was former Flock violinist Jerry Goodman, who started off as a roadie. His parents were violinists, and his mom played for the CSO. And his uncle, Marty Rubenstein, was also a well-known pianist, composer, and arranger. Jerry was classically trained and studied at a branch of the esteemed Juilliard School of Music. And he is considered one of the finest electric violinists in the world. So let's listen to the incomparable Mahavishnu Orchestra and Jerry Goodman on violin playing Celestial Terrestrial Commuters.
It's easy
I got
for you
that
to say.
Right, yeah. Off the 1973 album Birds of Fire. Play that. I'm surprised they didn't ask me. Well, Jim, Jerry Goodman and his parents once lived down the block from where I grew up in Chicago's West Rogers Park neighborhood, and his uncle Marty went to my high school. Yay! After his Flock and Mahavishnu gigs, Jerry went on to perform with keyboardist extraordinaire Jan Hammer. He played with the Dixie Dregs and on recordings by Hall & Oates, Styx, and several film and television scores. Jim, I'm up next. Well,
yeah, why don't you tell us about what's up next?
Yeah, okay. Well, the supergroup Blind Faith could have been one of the greatest rock collaborations ever, but the quartet got quickly buried by the hype and the pressure to tour and to record and to be great. Former Cream members Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker were already rock superstars when they teamed up with the music wunderkind Steve Winwood of the Spencer Davis Group and Traffic. Winwood had a relationship with multi-instrumentalist Rich Gretsch, who assumed the role of bassist and violinist. Despite Blind Faith's too short tenure, their only album remains one of my favorites and just gets better with age. Here is the beautiful violin solo Rick Gretsch performs on the song Sea of Joy off the 1969 album Blind Faith. And by the way, in 2017, String Ovation magazine included this song in its list of best violin interludes in rock songs. So let's listen. Was Purdy. Although not a household name, Rich Gretsch was a coveted musician for being able to perform any style of music. Following Blind Faith, he would play for Ginger Baker's Air Force. He played for Traffic, The Faces, Fairport Convention, Mike Bloomfield, Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, and pioneering country rocker Graham Parsons, who was, of course, with the Byrds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. Jim, I love your next band. They were loaded with talent. And in fact, Jerry Goodman replaced the violin player you are featuring next.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Dixie Dregs. They were from Augusta, Georgia, and they began as a band in 1970, all instrumental, and they combined music elements of jazz, rock, and classical, as well as country. The original violin player was Alan Sloan, and he played on the band's first five albums. And the last album he played on was Unsung Heroes in 1981, which is the album that they changed their name just to the Dregs. Their song Cruise Control highlights the amazing violin playing of Sloan and the musicianship of this great band.
Yeah.
Man, that song really cooks.
Wow.
I love the bass line in that song, too.
Yeah, it's what drives the song.
Yeah. Life After the Dregs found Sloan changing directions from music to medical. He became an anesthesiologist and also specializes in pain management.
Whoa.
Don't know what that has to do with the violin, but that's what he wanted to do. He also kept up musically by, ready for this, Mark, playing weddings and bar and bat mitzvahs.
Now, this is a joke, right?
No, that's what it said.
If I would have known, I would have fired him for mine.
Well, a little bit too late. I think you're past all that.
Yeah, I am.
He also joined a thespian group in Augusta, Georgia, where they put on Broadway shows, including, what do you think, Fiddler on the Roof. But he did join the Dregs for an occasional reunion gig.
Well, don't forget, the original Dregs guitarist, Steve Morris, has played with Deep Purple since 1984. You want to get that in.
Yeah, well, Morris also played with Kansas for a while in the mid-80s, and now he plays with the band Flying Colors. Speaking of bands, the next group is really an orchestra, but first...
Well, sort of an orchestra, but anyways, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP 101.5 FM and available on demand.
Anywhere in the world.
Almost anywhere
in
the world. All right, Jim. Formed in 1971, the Electric Light Orchestra, a.k.a. ELO, were a global sensation during their 1970s heyday. Their boundary-breaking formula combined catchy pop melodies with prog rock orchestrations and futuristic imagery like spaceships, which they used to have at their shows. But ironically, the violinists and cellists responsible for ELO's symphonic edge were not permanent members and therefore not inducted with the band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. However, no stringed instrument member was with the band longer than violinist Mick Kaminsky. His violin was part of the ELO sound from roughly 1973 to 1979, and then again in the early to mid-1980s. Let's listen to one of my wife's favorite ELO songs, Do Ya, off the 1973 album, A New World Record. Sound like an orchestra. Great song. The English-born Kaminsky played his first professional gig at the age of 14 with the Leeds Orchestra. Can you imagine that? He's 14 and playing with a big orchestra. In 1973, he replaced ELO violinist Wilfred Gibson after seeing an advertisement in England's music industry newspaper Melody Maker. Jimmy, what other famous band did ELO co-founder Jeff Lynne play with?
Well, that's easy. It was the Traveling Wilburys with Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, and George Harrison. And it was Donny Harrison's, who's George's son, who inducted ELO into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I just loved. Who didn't like the Traveling Wilburys?
They were very good.
Jim, your next featured violinist has quite a resume, and much like Papa John Creech, he was older than most of the rock musicians he played with.
Well, this guy's probably got the best, along with Papa John, the best nickname. His name is Don Sugarcane Harris, and he was a pioneer with the amplification of the violin for rock and roll music. As a youth, like most of the violinists that we're doing today, he studied classical, and he later learned to play guitar, harmonica, and piano. He was also a sideman in Little Richard's band in the 1960s.
And he was also with John Mayall's Blues Breakers. Come to think of it, who hasn't played with John Mayall?
Well, I didn't. You didn't.
I didn't. All right. Well, there's two right there.
That's true. But he's best known for his 1970s creative work with Frank Zappa, having appeared on several of Zappa's albums. His violin sound was raw, and his shredding was filled with trills and double stops. He could be fast and fluent or slow and sensitive, and Frank Zappa absolutely loved his playing. Zappa's second album was Hot Rats, one of my favorites, which was released in 1969, and Sugarcane takes over the song Gumbo Variations halfway through the song, and he takes you on an exciting ride. Sugarcane just rocks it out there. What a great band. What a great band. Going back to Dave Arbus of East of Eden, who was on the Who's Next album with Bob O'Reilly fame, said this about Sugarcane Harris. There are quite a few violinists on the scene, but Sugarcane is the only true rock fiddler. His feeling, his phrasing, his timing, unreachable. Mark, we got one more player to go. And it's another Zappa alumnus. Who's this French guy you want to talk about?
Well, my wife probably perked up when you said French guy. So for those who don't know, she speaks French and lived in France for a while. But that aside, Jean-Luc Ponty is one of the world's renowned violin masters who has made his mark playing and composing jazz and progressive rock. And like Jerry Goodman, Ponty has a musical pedigree, and he channeled his classical violin training into other musical idioms. Both men played with John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. At age 16, Ponty entered the Paris Conservatory of Music and graduated with the institution's highest honors. He was immediately hired by one of France's symphony orchestras. In 1967, he made his first U.S. appearance at the 10th Annual Monterey Jazz Festival, where his performance drew audience raves. He immediately signed a contract, and he became an in-demand sideman before venturing off on his own. 12 of his solo albums cracked the top five on the Billboard's jazz chart, and his first album to crack Billboard's top 40 was the 1977 release Enigmatic Ocean. I said that correctly. And from this album, here is Jean-Luc Ponty, composition Trans Love Express. Jean-Luc's musical collaborations have included the cream of the crop. And as you said earlier, he is an alumnus of Frank Zappa and the Mothers. He also played with Elton John. He's played with fusion guitar masters Alan Holdsworth and Al DiMeola. That's actually Al DiMeola.
Leave the Italian names to me, please.
I will next time, Jim. Keyboardist Chick Corea, bassist Stanley Clark, and John Anderson from Yes. To a lesser degree, Ponty has also experimented with Afro jazz, Euro pop, and New Age music, but that didn't go that well. He has won numerous global awards for musical excellence, including France's most prestigious honor.
Hey, I have a trivia question for you. All right, of the violinists we portrayed today or talked about, four of them are in our book. Can you name all four?
Yes. Papa John?
Yes.
ELO? Mick?
Kaminsky? Yes.
Yeah, Kaminsky.
Yeah, you're good. Your neighbor?
Well, yeah, Jerry Goodman, of course.
Okay.
And
how about that Frenchman? Jean-Luc Ponty.
My wife just perked up again.
Have you read our book?
It's been a while. I'm working on the radio show now.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm glad that the violin lessons that all these guys took paid off for them.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to add that the song you are hearing beneath our voices is Dust in the Wind by Kansas. This show is dedicated to Kansas violinist Robbie Steinhardt, who passed away in July.
Yeah, I love that song. So anyway, please join Mark and me every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and Fridays from 11 to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows, which are accessible anytime on the station's website at huntleyradio.com.
And our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, where I couldn't remember everybody was in it, can be found on Amazon, at the Arcata Theater gift shop, and the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum gift shop, as well as a variety of music and bookstores.
And if you want to see my rock and roll photography, please visit my website at jimsamariaphoto.com. You also could find us on Facebook. And if there's anything you want us to talk about, music-related, please email the station, and they'll get to us, and we'll try to do it.
And remember, Jim is the photographer of the stars. You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP, 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world, including Axtell, Kansas, population 410.
We have a lot of people there commenting on our show.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jim Eggers. He did another great job for us.
Yes, thank you, James.
As producer, and to you, audience, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Slips.